Good evening, Abosai. We'll be discussing tonight, amongst other halachas, we'll be discussing the halachas, somebody takes off the tzitzis, about making a bracha, not making a bracha. We'll be discussing the shaila, what happens if somebody's talus falls off. Very surprising halachas. In that area, we'll be discussing also the halachas, somebody sleeps with a tzitzis, what should you do about the bracha? And together with all that, we'll be finding out a very, very mechudosh tikkun Mishneh Berurah that we touched upon. We touched on that Mishneh Berurah yesterday. It's a yesod. It's a rule that the Mishneh Berurah is mechadosh over here, which we'll be covering in the Bialocha. We touched upon it, but I'd like to discuss it in greater detail. Let us start again from Sif Yud Dalet, which is second line on page 30, and we'll be carrying on for that because it's a very important Sif, so let us go through it again. We discussed yesterday what's the halacha with regards to if somebody wants to make, somebody who makes a hefsek and doesn't have intention, then he has to make a renewed bracha, another bracha when he puts on the tzitzis or the talis. See, if you dalet is discussing if somebody actually removes the talis. So let's look at that again quickly. Okay, in Pashat Taliso, if somebody takes off his talis, afilo yodaito ilachsu velisatev b'miyot, even if his intention was to put it back on immediately, he needs to make a bracha. When he puts it back on, he needs to make an additional bracha. So the halacha of it that we're discussing in this eve, if somebody takes off the talis cotton, the talis, does he need to make a new bracha or not? He took it off, does he make it a new bracha, yes or no? So now the Ramah that he's brought down over here, the Ramah brings two opinions. And the first opinion is what the Mishneh Berurah said, that's how we paskin. So the opinion is, of the Ramah is, Yesh oimrim she'en mevachin, you will not make a new bracha, ima yidaito lachzoi, if his intention was to put the talis cotton back on, for this atipoi, to make a new bracha, is not necessary if your intention was to put the talis back on. So again, if you remove the talis, but when you removed it, the intention was to put it back on, then the halach is, you will not make a new bracha. That's what the Ramah's opinion is. The Ramah continues with an additional opinion, which is the following. Yesh, some say, Tafkik shenishar olav talis cotton, this is only if the, some say that's only true, that you don't make a new bracha, talis cotton remained on it. V'achinoigin, that's the halach. So, first of all, just to understand well, the opinion that we pass, the Ramah said that's how we pass, which is if cotton lamed zayin. The Mishneh Berurah says, Ein mevachin, afilu im be'ez hapshita loy nishrol of talis cotton, chen posku achoinim. So he says, the halacha is, if you took off the talis cotton, or the talis, the same halacha will apply. If you took it off, and whilst you took it off, intention was to put it back on, you will not make a new bracha when you put it back on. As long as there was no great hefsek. Yes.
Learn yesterday that it was a hesek of more than half an hour.
Very good.
Another bracha might be necessary. The scenario that I was thinking is, if, for example, a kikila had a shear or two before laning, the person might take off their
very good
and fill them the shear, even a small kiddush.
Very good.
And then.
Right, this is true. So you actually, I'm recapping a little bit, but you're quite right. So you can be quite right. It's true that if there is a hefsek godoil, if there's a great hefsek, intention alone won't help matters. If there's a great hefsek, the fact that he took it off, but now there's such a substantial hefsek, although you had in mind to put the talis cotton back on, but now that there's such a great hefsek, it won't help, and you will need to make a new bracha. So if it's a hefsek cotton, if the hefsek kotzor, which we said yesterday, it's about half an hour, so you go for a little swim, you take off your talis cotton, your intention is to put it back on, within half an hour you put it back on, fine, you don't need to make a new bracha. If it's, however, we're talking about 2-3 hours of, say for instance, without going to the shaila, but let's say somebody takes off whilst he's doing sports, and let's say he manages to run for 2 hours, then if you manage, I'm out of breath after 20 seconds, but there are people out there who run for 2 hours. So if you want to put it back on after the 2-3 hours, you've got a problem because although you had intention to put it back on, the hefsek godoil breaks it and you've got a problem. So really, according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah that we're learning now, you would have to make a new bracha because it's a hefsek gadol, a long hefsek. What do we do about this? So we mentioned yesterday that the Bialocha mentions that it's a bit of a problem because the minhag seems to be that people don't necessarily make a new bracha. And the truth is, it's true, I don't think people, if somebody takes off for 2 hours, you make a new bracha afterwards? I don't know what the minhag is. What do you think, Abbai Sai? I don't know, it's, somebody mentioned yesterday, what if somebody has a shower, and he puts it back on Friday before Shabbos? Oh, gewaldig. It was just a matter of switching it on, probably. Nobody, it got cut. Okay. So if it's just on Friday afternoon before Shabbos, you have a shower and then you put it back, tell us back on. What's going to be the halacha then? No, bracha. Why not? It's a short hefsek. That everybody agrees that since your intention was to take it back, no hefsek, no great hefsek, you put it back on without the bracha. But if you're... Pardon? No, it won't make a difference. No. What about, but if it's a great hefsek of you're for 2-3 hours, the Beis HaMechetz that the Poskim mentioned, they used to go for a good Beis HaMechetz, since they only did that irregularly, they used to go only regularly, once in, don't know, a number of weeks, they used to, so what's the halacha then? You go there for, once you go there good and proper, if you know what I mean. You're going to spend a couple of hours there. So what's the halacha? So the Bialocha addresses this in the name of the Malbim and all the Poskim. That's a bit of a problem. Comes along the Bialocha, and that we saw yesterday, and I just want to emphasize this a little bit because it's a great chiddush here. Comes along the Bialocha and he says, if you want to avoid all the potential shilas, the ideal way, but he acknowledges it, that's not the minute, but the ideal way of dealing with it is that when you make the bracha initially in the morning, when you put on the talis cotton in the morning, or the talis gadol, whatever you're going to make the bracha on, you're going to limit, in your mind, you're going to limit that I know that at 2 o'clock, at 4 o'clock, I'm going to take off my talis cotton, and I know that I'm going to take it off for a couple of hours, and when I put it back on, I for sure want that the bracha that I'm making now doesn't stretch further than that. I want that my bracha stops as I take my talis cotton off. And therefore, for sure, when I put it back on the second time around, after the second time around, when I put it back on, then for sure I should make a new bracha. Which what we see from this Bialocha, a great chiddush in Mishneh Berurah throughout his work, and he brings that chiddush in a number of places, in Chilek Aleph, in Chilek Beis, in a few places he brings that chiddush. Mishneh Berurah holds, you can limit your bracha. I think it's quite a chiddush. What do you think about that? You can limit your bracha. Because there's anyway so many poskim who hold that you anyway need to make a new bracha, so in order to avoid, you're anyway stuck. It's not a bracha in the tzicha, because according to many poskim, you need to make a new bracha. So just trying to, you're just enabled that we're not soymach on the mekilim like this. Like this is, everybody agrees. Pardon? No, he doesn't go here. He doesn't go here, Safik Bachas. Very interesting, yeah. Yeah. Yes, that would be perfectly in order. That would be perfectly in order. That's actually an interesting etzah if somebody wants to do that. Imagine in the middle of a swim, while it's in the middle of diving, say, you know what, I'll be back. You go, you dry yourself, put the tits back on for 2 minutes, you go back. If somebody's got that mysterious nerve, she's prepared to do it. Yeah, it's a good idea. But it would work. It would definitely would work. But yeah. Okay, I just feel it's important for us to realize that there is a chiddush here, chiddush which is a concept, that Mishneh Berurah is mashish over here. His mashish, a rule that you can limit your bracha. Not everybody agrees to that, but that's the Mishneh Berurah's mahalach. You can limit your bracha. It's a very big chiddush. Yeah. 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 Yeah, but it affects other, there's knock-on effects to other areas as well. Okay. Okay, this is all with regards to knowingly removing the talus, willingly and knowingly you removed your talus. We discussed now the halacha about making a new bracha when you put it back on. That's what the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah Paskins. Seif Tezvav goes into a different scenario. Seif Tezvav is discussing what happens if he falls off. What happens if it falls off? Do you know, in previous years, there used to be the talisim used to have these chains. Do you remember those? Yeah, have you seen those? You know, the silver ones? Yeah? So if somebody doesn't have one of those, so the halach is as follows. Shulchan Aruch in Seif Tezvav says the following. Im noflo talisoi, if the talis fell off, shaloi b'mischavein, without the intention, v'choizei u'misatev, and he puts it back on, the halach is tzorich levorich, you need to make a new bocher. This is all based on the concept that it's all about what the intention is when you take off the talis. Here there was no intention when you took it off. So therefore now it's come off. Now you need to make a new bracha. So imagine that. You put on your talis, you davened, mid Psukah de Zimra, mid Shmoyne Esser, suddenly the talis comes off. Now you need to put it back on, but you're gonna put it back on by making a bracha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Yeah. Very good. Very, very good question. So the chiddush of it is that it's all about the moment of taking it off. The point of it is that it goes according to of the moment when he took it off. So when he took it off and your intention was to put it back on, then it goes with the shayla hefsek, no hefsek, intention, no intention. But over here, since it came off without any knowledge, so that's already a hefsek. That's a hefsek because you had no intention. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Again, I'm repeating Seif Tezvav. Im noflo taliso, if his talis came off, shloi mischav without intention, v'choizer misatev, and he puts it back on, tzorich levorich, need to make a bochem. Says the Shulchan Aruch, he adds the following words: v'ushenoflo kula. That is only true if the entire talis came off. Havlim noy noflo kula, but if not, the entire talis came off. Only partially, although most of it came off, you won't need to make a bochem. So it depends on the roiv of the talis, the minority of the talis. What happens if you just manage to catch it on with your hand? You're like, you know, like, you've got the, you know, trying to grab what's the halacha then? So the Mishnah Berurah says that the talis is not meant to be in your hand. So the fact that you're grabbing it with your hand, that doesn't help. It needs to be on your body. So if you're just grabbing it with your hand, that's not good enough. That's considered nofro kulo, not nofro uba. But let us see sifkot lametes in Mishneh Berurah. Shaloi mischavin, afilu lema, the paskinon, although we paskin earlier, the behesa talisoi, mamash your point, Moshele, the behesa talisoi, that we need to remove the talis, al das lachsiroi, with intention to put it back on, ein tzorich levorich, you don't need to make a bracha, bozeh, with this, gora yoisa, this is worse, says the Mishneh Berurah, don noflo beloi das, it came off without das, it came off without intention, v'oz dele mitzvoso, and as the talis came off, the mitzvah came off. It's not there anymore. It's not kaim anymore. And therefore, you will need to make a new bracha. And that Mishneh Berurah adds crucial words. V'afilu nishar alof talis cotton lemahani. Even if the talis cotton is still on you, that won't help because that with paskin, that doesn't really make a difference. So it's different than if you removed it willingly. Because over here, by falling it off, you have lost the mitzvah. So continues the Mishneh Berurah if cotton mem. Tzorich levorich. Afilu im loiv shemiyad. Just by quickly putting it back on, quickly, and just making sure that doesn't help. I feel him not shemiyah, that doesn't help. I feel him not found the empty shvila shmoyne esse. Imagine that. Came off the middle of shmoyne esse, says the Mishneh Berurah. Ve'echziru ha'acherim alav. And others are kind enough to put the talis on you, whilst it's trying to daven shmoyne esse, somebody putting the talis on you. Then, k'shesim tfila shmoyne esse, talocha is, at the end of shmoyne esse, what will be the halacha? Yemash meish betzitzis. You should touch and feel the tzitzis. Ve'yvorich and make a bracha. That's what the Mishneh Berurah paskens and the Shulchan Aruch. Now, Rabbi Isai, I want to ask, is this what people do or not? Is that what everybody does? Talis falls off. You put it back on with a bracha. If it's after Shemoneh Esrei, after Shemoneh Esrei, you put it, somebody puts it on, you're doing Shemoneh Esrei, and when I finish Oseh Sholem, you mashmesh, you feel and you touch it, the tzitzis, you're going to make a bracha. Can you get me a chelik aleph, Mishneh Berurah, please? A whole chelik aleph. Yeah, Mishneh Berurah chelik aleph. Is that what people do, or is it not what people do? Yeah, that's what everybody does. Yeah, some... Yeah, is that the minik? You'll have to make a new atifa. You don't have to, but it's... if as much as you make an atifa first time, you'll probably make an atifa the second time. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that not everybody does it. Not everybody makes a new bracha. And other poskim, Tilel David, and other poskim say that many... There's actually a bit of a question here. And the question is, again, I'm just going to make that very, very clear. Mishneh Berurah says, Shulchan Aruch says, you make a new bracha. To get records straight. Yeah? That's what Mishneh Berurah says. I'm saying that there are people who don't make a bracha. Where do they come from? So, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, and Tilel David as well, they say that we find in Shulchan Aruch, with regards to tefillin, it's a moedig Reb Shlomo Zalman. With regards to tefillin, if the tefillin come off, they go loose, and they fall off, like they come off a little bit, to some extent. What's the halacha then? Do you need to make a new bracha or not? No, you don't make a new bracha. Do you make a new bracha, tefillin? So, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Siman Yud Beis, that actually, you do make a new bracha. If the tefillin comes off, tefillin shaliat, go loose, and you'd have to re-put them tight back on, the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch is, you make a new bracha. The Magen Avraham, in the name of the Shlah, says nobody makes a new bracha. The Magen Avraham, in the name of the Shlah, says, we don't. Because as long as it's still somehow connected to you, the meaning is that we don't make a new bracha by tefillin. We don't make a new bracha. Mishneh Berurah paskens like that. Simon Chofei. I'm just going to read the words of the Mishneh Berurah. And Simon Chofei Sef Kotmem Dalet. Mishneh Berurah says, in the name of the Shlah, Nishmetu, says the Mishneh Berurah, Kosav Shlah. The Shlah says, Hod loy noegia idna levoreich. That the fact that we don't make a renewed bracha, that we don't make a new bracha when the tefillin go loose, kshenishmetu mimkoyimam, when they go loose from the place, mishom, because the b'shas tefillah, because when you put it on, mistoma eina misiach taitoy mehem, mistoma eina misiach taitoy mehem. Mishneh Berurah says, in the name of the Shlah, that when tefillin go loose, you will not make a new bracha. The reason being, when you made the bracha, it was on das, the minik, and the minik is to keep it back, to keep the tefillin on throughout the tefillah. That's a well-established minik, more than a minik. That's universal practice. That's what everybody does. You keep the tefillin on throughout the tefillah. Therefore, the fact that it goes loose, you put it back on, you will not make a new bracha with regards to tefillin. The question is, does this also apply with regards to tzitzis, talus, or not? Aboisai, the ball in your hands.
If you take the tefillin off because you have to go to the toilet, for example,
yeah,
then you have to put it back on.
Right, over there, we won't, because again, it's quite similar to the halachas of talus, that since, yeah, it depends when, really. It depends when. Okay, without going into detail, it's true, it's not much the same than tzitzis. Yeah, it will depend. Okay, let's leave this out. You're right. What will be with regards to tzitzis? Really? Really? How interesting. Yeah. The Meiser, with regards to tzitzis, Rabbi, say, what do you think? So, it's the Reb Shlomo Zalman says that just like there's a minik by tefillin, that as long as you won't misiach das, as long as during tefillin normally you won't need to make a new bracha, it's all part of the same. You won't need to make a new bracha on tefillin if they go loose and you put it back on. Similarly, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, the same would apply with tzitzis and talis as well. Since they came off during davening, since it came off and your das was to have it on throughout the whole tefillah, that's the universal So therefore, you will not need to make a new bracha, says Reb Shlomo Zalman and Tilel David, when you put it back on, providing that it fell off during davening. That's what Shlomo Zalman paskens, and that's how he explains the minhag of I think many people who will not make a new bracha. Yeah.
See, if someone makes it tonight, that they put their talis on old dust, if it falls off, they can put it back on again. Then, I mean, it works in so many other cases. Stomach, the tonight will bridge any gap of hefsek. There's no hefsek mokum anyway.
Correct.
The only hefsek will be a hefsek daito.
Correct.
And he doesn't have a hefsek dust now because he's made it tonight.
Right. So you're saying that that's a reason why it should be okay not to make a new bracha.
I'm asking you.
I'm not sure. What are you adding to Reb Shlomo Zalman's vort?
Because you are putting it on with any hecha tipta where it falls
off. Yeah. It's not necessary to Reb Shlomo Zalman, but you're right. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, at the very least, he makes it into a Sofek Brachas Le'okel. At the very least, it's a Sofek Brachas Le'okel, he says. After you see Tehillat David, after you see the halachas with regards to tefillin. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, that's when you can't make the bracha b'shas ma'aser. Yes, you don't necessarily need to. Yeah, you're right. You won't. Atifa is not ma'akev. So you're right. You won't actually need to make an atifa. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch, that's to understand the minig. By the way, just as a footnote, because you see the Geonis of Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's almost unbelievable. Only Reb Shlomo Zalman would be mesugel to think of that. Reb Shlomo Zalman compares this very shaila to a blech shaila. You have to be Reb Shlomo Zalman to think of that. Reb Shlomo Zalman was asked the question, what happens if you've got a blech? Reb Shlomo Zalman always thinking of Chas Shabbos. Imagine you've got a blech, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, and you've got the gas elements, and one of them goes off, the gas goes off. You've got, let's say you've got two or three on Shabbos, and one of them goes off. Before the meal, and you've got the cholent. And when it comes to cholent shalas, we have to find some color. So you want to know if one of the gas elements went off. You want to know now, can you move the cholent whilst the hot, can you move it to another area which is hotter, the other gas which is still on? Can you do that? Or not? One blech, can you move the pot or not? So we know that the halacha is all, it's a shail of chazon shiya, and you want to know if there's das. It's all got to be das. If das to lahachzi, when you remove it, if got das to put it back, it's okay. If when you move it, you have no das to put it back, it's a problem. It's called a nesinil chatchila. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So is that called das? Or is that not called that? Can you remove it or not? So Shlomo Zalman, and that's mamash Shlomo Zalman, it's unbelievable. Shlomo Zalman says you can do it because normally it's mamash like the talis. He says it's mamash like the talis because you've got normally the universe. Normally you look at the blech as one unit, and if you've got and you have dust to put it back, you normally have dust to put it back on. It's all one unit. It wasn't completely removed. Normally you have your intention is the dust is to keep it on the blech until after the meal. So the fact that one gas went off, it's as if went off a little bit, and you're about to ask to put it back on. Yeah.
Surely, if there's a gap, there's a gap of half an hour, or whatever.
Yeah, if it's gone cold, it's a problem. Yeah. If it's gone cold, depending on what kind of challenge you have, it could be a problem. Yeah.
What's the time? I mean,
It depends on the challenge. Depends also the heat of how. Depends mainly on the heat of the substance rather than the time. Okay. Okay, so that's what Reb Shlomo Zalman says. A beautiful Reb Shlomo Zalman. Okay, yeah. Siv tezayin halon betalisoy belaylo. Somebody who sleeps with the talis on in the night. Tzorich levoy cholav avoyka. You make a new bracha in the morning when you wake up. Afim lo poshta. Even if you didn't take off the talit, you didn't take off the tzitzis. You slept with the tzitzis on. In the morning, you'll make a new bracha on it. It is proper and it is right to feel it and to touch the tzitzis when you make the bracha. V'chenya says, similarly, it should be done as well. Mishaloivish talisoi kodim sheira yom, if you put on the talis, before it's daylight, you should also, upon daylight, you should feel the mashmesh betzitzis in order to make a new bracha. That's the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, so let us see if cotton and base, tzorich levorich. The reason for that is the kamelon. The reason why you can make a bracha without any hesitation, says the Mishnah Berurah, because we pasken that night is not considered a time. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. Night is not considered a time of fulfillment of mitzvah tzitzis, and therefore the fact that you wore the tzitzis in the night, you weren't really fulfilling a mitzvah. It's considered a hefsek for the previous bracha that you made initially.
How many
Correct, correct. But it's certainly considered because of, at the very least, because of Laila Lav Zman Tzitz, considered hefsek, and therefore you can make a renewed brocha, new brocha upon waking up. Just to recap a little bit what we learned tonight, we did chazor about what's the halach if somebody knowingly removes that the talis or the tzitzis in Tzifu Dalet. We learned that the main halach is that it depends on the das upon taking it off. That's the main point. If your das was to put it back on, it is no hefsek, you can make a new bocha. If there is a hefsek, you'd have to make a new bocha. We spoke about the bialoch is chiddush, that if you've got an extended hefsek, then ideally should limit your bocha, and then for sure you can make a new bocha when you put it back on. If it's a long hefsek, good long swim of 2 hours. Chiddush within that you can limit one's bocha. We carried on with Sif Tezvav, teaching us what happens if the talis comes off. There we discussed that really the Shulchan Aruch says you should make a new bracha when it comes off. Mishneh Berurah points out Shmona Esra, after Shmona Esra, you put it back on during Shmona Esra, after Shmona Esra you mashmesh and you make a new bracha. We learned that's how the Mishneh Berurah paskens, the Shulchan Aruch paskens. We learned that Shlomo Zalman and Tehillat Adav and other poskim say that there is maybe a reason to understand that it should be similar to tefillin, therefore you will not make a new bracha according to the Shlomo and the Magen Avraham, and that seems to be diminished by some people. And we finished off with Sif Tezayin, that if somebody sleeps with the talis, because we paskin, tzitzis, loves matfilin, upon waking up, you'll mashmish with tzitzis, and you'll make a new bracha. And the same will apply also, if you put on the talis before daylight, you mashmish with talisis, you feel and touch the tzitzis, when it gets daylight, is man of the fulfillment of the mitzvah, and you can then make the bracha. And we'll continue and complete the simon to my mitzvah.